Amen. Amen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Women Speak Now. Amen. I am your host for tonight, Miss Prophetess Lisa Harris, and I don't know about you all tonight, but I am very excited tonight to see what God have to say unto the body of Christ on tonight. We first give honor to the Spirit of Christ, who is Jesus Christ. Amen. And I thank God for knowing who he is in my life as my personal Savior. And he is my Jehovah Jireh, my provider. He is my healer. And he is my strength. And he is my redeemer. So I just thank God for that. And I do give honor to our Pastor E for allowing the women to speak now. Amen. I thank God for him, that God has put this in his heart, that he will allow the women to be able to speak on every fourth Thursday night. Amen. I speak on every first Thursday night, and different women have different Thursday night. But I just praise God that he have allowed me to be able to come forward on tonight. So I'm just excited about what God has for the body of Christ on tonight. Amen. Let's go into a quick prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, we come before the throne of grace right now. Father God, we just want to say we thank you for all your many blessings. We thank you for all your many benefits. We thank you, Father God, that even how you have allowed us to come together one more time on tonight. Father God, we just come to praise you. We come to Shabbat your name. Father God, we even come to glorify your name. Hallelujah. We realize tonight that your name is a strong tower, and you said the righteous can run in and be safe. So, Father God, we thank you tonight that knowing that you are Jehovah Jireh, knowing that you are El Shaddai, and we know that, Father God, that you are our provider. We thank you, Father God. We know we only have a few days before Christmas, but we must realize that Jesus is the reason for the season, and you said it's better to give than to receive. So I pray for every family on tonight that might not be able to get the kids, your family, what they need, but the greatest gift they can give to their loved one is love on tonight. Hallelujah. So I pray for the family sometimes to go through a depression stage and begin to get oppressed because they don't have the money to go out and buy things, but they must know that Jesus is the reason for the season. So we celebrate Jesus Christ. We don't celebrate Christmas, but we celebrate Jesus Christ because he is the reason for the season. And we do give God the praise, and he get all the glory, and he get all the honor on tonight. So we just want to thank you again, Father God, for all your many blessings and all your many benefits. We thank you once again on tonight, and we praise your name. Hallelujah. We glorify your name on tonight. Amen. Well, tonight we're going to be talking about the subject tonight I'm going to be dealing with is what you got in your hand. Tonight, if we had to have a subject or title, it would be what do you have in your hand? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God on tonight. We're going to talk about Moses. Amen. Amen. And Exodus 3 and 1 through 12, talking about Moses. Remember in the book of Moses, when God told Moses to speak to what? The rock. But Moses didn't speak to the rock. What he did, Moses struck the rock. So how many of us tonight can say that we have been disobedient unto God? God gave us full instruction what to do, when to do it, how to do it, and where to go about. But what we do, we lean to our own understanding, and just like Moses, God gave Moses instructions what to do. But did Moses do it? No, he did not. He did the opposite thing what God told him to do. And some of us tonight, we can truly say that we have been very disobedient in 2018. But guess what? We got a few more days to make things right with God before this year go out. So tonight, let's not be a Moses. Let's not be disobedient. Let's do what God tells us to do. If God gives a full instruction, God will tell you exactly what to do, how to do it. And guess what? God's voice is so soft that you got to be listening attentive to him, because God don't scream, he don't holler, he don't yell. Now, what did the Word of God say? Who have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us tonight? So, people of God, don't be a Moses. And again, what do you got in your hand? And tonight, I'm going to tell you what you can do with your hands, and I'm going to tell you about what your hands represent. Amen. Let's go to Exodus. We're going to start Exodus 4. And I'm going to read just a couple of scriptures. Amen. Amen. The word is already blessed. And Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, but they will say, the Lord has not appeared unto thee. Now, who that sound like? Church folks? Who that sound like? Christian people? But let me tell you something, people of God. If God has gave you a word in this season for the body of Christ, it doesn't matter about if they won't believe, they won't hear you. God said, open up your mouth and speak what I say. Declare what I say. They read about their faces because you got some in there that receive it, some that's not going to receive it. But it does not matter. The whole key thing is do what God say do. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. In verse 2, and the Lord said unto him, what is that in thy hand? And he said, a rod. And he said, cast it out on the ground. As he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. Now, we know some of us is going to say, ain't no way in the world God told Moses to cast out a rod, and a rod turned into a serpent. The word is right, baby. The word don't lie. This is what it is. It is what it is. Amen. Verse 4 says, and the Lord said unto Moses, put forth thy hand and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. I don't know about you all, but I tell you right there, all I can say, y'all, it had to be the Holy Ghost, because I probably would have had a little fear now, because of something by the tail. Now, I know we can do all things. The cross is just quick enough, but let's be real. God telling us, catch it by the tail. Now, we know we're going to be scared. We're going to be going through the emotion of what if it bite me? What if it get my... There's so many things going through our mind. But if God is with you, God is with you. Response said, that they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, had appeared unto thee. Verse 6 says, and the Lord said furthermore unto him, put thy hands into thy bosom, and he put his hand into the bosom, and when he took it out, behold, his hands was what? Lepers. Leprosy is a disease as snow. Verse 7, and he said, put thy hand into thy bosom again. So he told him, Moses, put back in it again. And he put his hand into his bosom again and plucked it out of his bosom, and behold, it was turned again in his other flesh. Oh, my God. Leprosy is a disease, and it eat up your flesh, and it began to shed. I remember we had a pastor a long time ago, and he had this leprosy disease, and he was at church. I remember I was there with this pastor, and his skin began to shed like a baby, and he had the leprosy disease, the same disease right here that God's talking about. This pastor had that same disease. Amen. Verse 7 says, and he said, put thy hand into thy bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again. He plucked it out of his bosom, and behold, it was turned again as the other flesh. That's why it's so important, people of God. Follow God's instruction. Please be obedient unto God. The Bible said, if you be willing and obedient, we shall eat what? The good of the land. Come on, somebody. Verse 8 says, and it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe that the voice of the latter sign. And it came, verse 9 says, and it shall come to pass, if they will not believe also these two signs. So God said, there's two signs that I did the most. Because what? Disobedient, didn't follow the instruction, hard-headed. God told Moses, speak to the rock. Moses, what? Struck the rock. See what happened? Verse 9 says, and it shall come to pass if they would not believe also these two signs, neither hearken unto the voice that thou shalt take of the water of the river and pour it upon the dry land, and water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood upon thy land. Verse 10. And Moses said unto the Lord, Lord, my Lord, I am not clothed, neither herefore nor snore. Since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. So remember, Moses had a stubborn tongue. Moses said, God, I can't speak well. I can't say an eloquent word. But God said, Moses, open up your mouth, son, and I'll speak to you. Since some of us today, we hold back on what God has given us because we're afraid that people are going to judge what we say, how it come out. But let me tell you something. When there are nothing before your life, if you open up your mouth, God will speak to you. It's not about eloquent words. It's not about talking to A-B-T. It's not about the deep revelation intellect. Long as you get the word out, make the word plain, that's all that matters. Amen. Verse 11 says, and the Lord said unto him, who hath made man mouth, or who maketh the thumb of deaf, or seeing, or the blind have not I the Lord? Verse 12. Now therefore go, I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. See, God telling Moses, he said, now therefore go. So God's telling us tonight, go. Go, and I will be with thy mouth and teach thee what thou shalt say. God says he will teach us what to say, how to say it, when to say it. But again, tonight, what do you got in your hand? God told Moses, Moses, speak to the rock. But what did Moses do? Moses turned around, and what he did, he struck the rock. So guess what? He was disobedient. So that's why God allowed the two things come up on Moses. So tonight, people of God, whatever you do, please, please, do not be disobedient. Whatever God say, do it, let's do it until the fullness of God. Amen. Now we're going to get to the part we're talking about. What is our hands made for? Our hands is made for to anoint. People anoint our hands. Or God anoint our hands and put the oil in our hand and say, God has anointed you to lay hands on the sick, to speak to the blind eyes, speak to the leprous, all of that. Amen. But if you don't use your hands, what's the purpose of God anointing us? Some of us keep asking God for more anointing, more power, more spirit, more revelation, more knowledge, more wisdom. And God saying, why should I keep putting in you when you ain't using what you got? Some of us is so pregnant tonight, we fall. God said, push your baby out, and we're telling God, I ain't ready to push. So what the purpose of our hands? Let's go to Psalms 144 and verse 1. Let's go talk about our hands. It's made to do warfare. Warfare. You lift up your hand, you clap your hand, begin to make a symbol, and your our hand is made to do warfare. Psalms 144, verse 1. Say, blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Uh-oh. So you're meditating me. Here it is, God telling David, he says, Lord, my strength, which teaches me continuum. We have to continue to let God teach us about. But are you really to be teachable? Or do you think you got it all together? No, we don't. He says, in my hands to war, in my fingers to fight. So in our hands to warfare. We lift up our hands when we're in prayer in church, and we begin to up our hands to God, I surrender. God, I rest with you. And your hands can make a sound and begin to do warfare. So we don't have to fight. God said he'll fight for us. So our hands is made to do warfare. Then we're going to go a little further in the book of James, and it's going to tell us what God's saying, bore by our hands. Let's go to James Amen. Hallelujah. This word is good to me tonight. Amen. James 5 and verse 14. Amen. See what he's saying. He said, if any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. He said, if any sick, he didn't say call for the pastor. He didn't say call for the prophet. He didn't say call for the bishop. He didn't say call for the officer. He said the elders. If any sick among you, let him call for the elders. Come on, somebody, elders. And he said of him, call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. Verse 15 says, and pray, and that the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And he shall, if he can commit sin, they shall be forgiven him. So guess what? Once a person repents for their sin, that's all that matters. It doesn't matter about you still trying to hold about what they did 10 years ago. This Bible said right here, he said, if he has committed any sin, they shall be forgiven him. So God said, guess what? I forgave him for his sin. So what he's saying, why are you still holding on to it? So tonight, again, what do you got in your hands? What is you using your hands for? Come on, somebody. Did you use your hands for text messages? Using your hands for Facebook? Come on, somebody. Are you using your hands to encourage somebody? Using your hands to pray for somebody? Using your hands for warfare? Using your hands to screen? What is you using your hands for? Come on, somebody. Some of us use our hands for the wrong reason. We're texting people. Then the Bible said in the book of James, tell Barry. Then everybody starts going around throwing discord among the sisters of God. And he said, these things ought not to be so what? In the house of God. But some of us using our hands for the wrong reason. And you wonder why you keep going through making warfare after warfare after warfare. You need to really check and say, what I got in my hand? God, what my hands for? Okay, you told me a while ago in James 5:14, okay, you told me in Psalms 1:44 about my hands is for war. So what you doing with your hands? Come on, somebody. Isaiah 41, verse 10, amen. It says, fear not, for thy, I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with thy right hand of my righteousness. So God say, you don't have to fear what man say, what mama say. You don't have to fear what nobody say about you. We all got a past. We all accept it. Come on, somebody. So tonight, God say, Prophet Isaiah say, you don't have to fear. Do not be dismayed. He said, it don't matter what people say about you. God said, I'm going to hold you in my right hand. So what God's saying, he said, I got you, baby. I got you. So listen, don't worry about what people say about you. And what about people say, oh, she ain't been called. He ain't been chosen. Listen here, it doesn't matter. Long as you know that you know that God has called you in this season, that's all that matters. And then the last day, many going to say, Lord, Lord, Lord. The God say, they ain't going to be the inner end. Come on, somebody. Because God say, this is how we're going to get paid, people for God. Not in no pulpit, not in no door. God going to say, when they were sick, did you visit them? Come on, somebody. When they were hungry, did you feed them? Come on, somebody. When they were naked, did you clothe them? See, those things right there, God going to ask us all them questions. That's how he going to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. But if we have not did all those things right there, what we doing right now, baby, that ain't going to get it. What's going to get it is what I just said. God going to ask all of us these questions. And guess what? We have no excuse about not visiting somebody, because some of us all got somebody that been in jail, or been in prison, been in a hospital, been hungry. Come on, somebody, been homeless. Come on, somebody. We all got somebody that we know have been in that condition. That have we really took time out to go visit them. Have we sent them encouraging words? Have we tried to mail them some money? Did we take time out to go by there and say, sister or brother, or even a friend, do you have any needs? Because, see, when people come by, you can't get up, he's going to ask us those questions right there. So can we stand before God and say, God, I have did all of that on tonight. That's what God is going to ask them. So we're going to go to 2 Samuel 22 and verse 25. So therefore, the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleansing in his eyesight. Therefore, the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleansing in his eyesight. Cleansing is clean, pure, purified. Tonight, some of us need to be purged. We need to be clean. We need to be healed. We need to be set free, because some of us, we don't stop now. We don't judge people. We already saying, oh, they ain't going to make it in. We all tonight truly can say, we have said things we should not say. That's why the Bible said, who without sinning, cast the first stone. Tonight, take nobody on this line to say, I'm perfect. Jesus said, no one is perfect. But every day, we should be striving for perfection. So some of us need to learn how to humble ourselves down and help people out. Everybody is not on the same level, not on the same plane, not in the same dimension. So Jesus said he gives grace to the humble. So we need to learn how to humble ourselves down and plead for God. Whatever you do, don't be like Moses. God gave Moses instruction what to do. Moses did not do what God said. So look what happened to Moses. He told Moses, put your hand in your bosom. And what he did, look what happened. He put a hand in his bosom, and look what happened to Moses. Right there, I just got to read it there. In verse 4, and God instructed Moses to do. He put a hand in his bosom. God said, put it in there again. And guess what happened? Leprosy. And because Moses did not follow the instruction, that's why he couldn't enter to the promised land. Because Moses was disobedient. He had all kind of excuses. Remember, I read it first while ago when he was telling God that he got a speech problem. And what the Exodus 10, 11, and 12, he was telling God, God, I can't speak. God, I can't do this. But he don't forget. God said, Moses, I chose you, Moses. I know who you want in your mother womb. When you got your mother womb, I already know you have a speech problem. So how can we tell God, God, I can't do this? And he said, I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthened me. We can't do anything on our own power and our might. But we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened us. Our power is given unto God. God says, yes, you shall do greater work than what I should do. But some of us say, no way. Ain't no way, God, I can do it. But then the God said, you can do it. But guess what? We have to realize the only way we want to get off the blessing of God, if this is a time of the season, people of God, that we must walk in total obedience. The word of God says, lean not to thy own understanding. He said, all your way, if you acknowledge me, then God said, I will direct your path. But there is a commandment that God said, do. See, some of us, we have leaned to our own understanding for so long. And that's why we have missed out on God. And another thing, be careful who you share different your dreams, your vision with. You can't share with everybody. The Bible says what you do in secret, God, he will open reward you. So some things we can't share with everybody. The people of God, again, don't be like Moses. God told Moses what to do, but what Moses did. Moses did his own thing because he was listening to God. And some of us think that we are God. We don't make our own God, our own image, and stuff like that. But I somebody told me that God said, I am a jealous God. He said he would have no other God before him. But Son of Us has went on, and we have really made our own God, and God is a jealous God. God say tonight, people of God, what do you got in your hand? What is you using your hands for? Like I said again, some of you use our hands for the wrong reason. Some of us need to stay off of Facebook, stop inboxing, stop texting stuff. Don't you know one thing? You got to be careful when you text people, because people can share what you text you. So the Bible says, if I have nothing good to say, I ain't going to say nothing. I remember back in old days, I remember old people said, baby, if I got nothing to say, I'm just going to wave my hand. You know, I didn't understand what they said by that, but now I see what they said about that right there. So I'm telling you, I'm going to read one more verse. I'm almost finished. I'm going to read Exodus 3 and 7 and 8. Excuse me. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt. Egypt means a bondage. And I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmaster, for I know their sorrow. Verse 8 says, and I come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land into a good land. Oh my God, a good land, a large unto a land flowing with milk and honey. God said, I'm going to do this my own self. I'm going to come down. I'm going to come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land into a good land. Tonight, people of God is going to take some of us into some good land. And this land is flowing with milk and honey. But let me tell you something. Don't share your good land with everybody. Come on, somebody. See, what we need to start doing is letting me get the blessing. Then we need to advertise it. Some of us, we be so excited and so anxious about it, what God is doing. We want to tell the whole world. But sometimes we need to wait till we get it and say, this is what God has done. Because you know what? If you tell the wrong person, they can pray against it. Now, they won't be able to stop it now. I'm going to be real. They won't be able to stop it. But guess what? They can handle it, because you told the wrong person. They can try to pray against it, but it won't work. But guess what? It can't handle it now. That's why you got to be careful who you're telling certain things with. This is our better time. Got to be careful. Let's push it. Numbers 20 and verse 11. This is what's going to tell the third. This is what God told Moses to do. He didn't do it. Amen. Numbers 20, verse 11. And Moses lifted up his hand with his rod. He spoke the rock twice, and the water came out abundant. And the congregation drank their beasts also. Verse 12. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, Pharaoh, ye believe not me. See, God say, see what Moses, Aaron, they did not believe God. And the Lord spoke unto them, unto Moses and Aaron. He said, because ye believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land. Oh my God. Now, not only Moses, but Moses and Aaron got in trouble with God because he said they didn't believe him. So guess what? Whoever will follow Moses and Aaron, God said, they can't even come in here with you. That's why, people of God, you better know who you follow. You better make sure. The Bible said, don't trust it by the Spirit. Try the Spirit by the fruit. See, Moses and Aaron, they listen to God, and God said, because you didn't believe me, he said, guess what? He said, you can't even bring the congregation. So guess what? Not only that, the pastor or the official or the whoever going to get in front of God, but if you follow your pastor, and the Bible said, dear Moses, fall from the head on down, what your pastor do, what you going to do? That's why he said, follow them as they follow Christ. If you got a leader that's not following Christ
and go for this word of God, you better quickly get away, get away from those kind of people, because guess what? Moses and Aaron got in trouble with God because God told them certain things to do. Guess what? They did not do it. Not only them, but the whole congregation got in trouble just because of two people. See, that's why you better know the word for yourself. Read the word for yourself. You need to get a good understanding for what the word is saying, and you better be careful who you connect yourself with in this season. Because everybody crying, Lord, Lord, God said, guess what? That they gonna make it to the kingdom, my God. Says that's why tonight, look what happened. Moses and Aaron both got in trouble. Because guess what? Guess what? They did not listen to God. And also not them, but the people that was with them. God said, guess what? They ain't gonna be even make it even easier. You know, that is real. That's very sad. That's why it's a learning for us as Moses disobedient. God told Moses to do certain things, Moses went to the mountaintop. Guess what? He got so close, he couldn't make it in. Because Moses listened to people too. People were telling Moses good things to say, and he got so close, he couldn't even make it in. So tonight, we got to be careful. Especially in our ear, we got to be careful. We got to know what is my hand on this earth to do. Your hand is made to do what? Your hand is to lay hands on the sick. You can speak it out your mouth. That's good. But the Bible said if any two or three touch and agree, anything in the earth, God says, I will be in the midst. So one thing about them, we have to know you can't let everybody touch and agree with you when you need something from God. You better be careful. As the people touch and agree with you in prayer, you can know that person by their lifestyle, know their character, know their spirit, and you better make sure that they are bearing some good fruits. Because don't you know, when touch and agree with you in prayer, what's on them will come on you. Because guess what? You have came in agreement with that person. So tonight, people of God, please, please, don't be like Moses. God gave Moses instruction to do. God has gave us instruction. I know he has gave me many instructions to do, but guess what? I didn't do them all. I didn't do stuff God told me to do. I still did it. But guess what? It was a price I had to pay. But there's a God begin to put fear upon me, tell me what's going to happen to me if I didn't stop doing this and doing this. Guess what? He not tell me no more. Yes, I mean, come on. I don't say stuff because I've been saying. Come on, somebody. I don't say it some stuff. Being fine should have been dead. But I thank God tonight I can say that God has delivered me because I want to be delivered. And the reason why? Because God put fear in me. He began to tell me, Lisa, if you don't stop doing this right here, I'm going to flick your body. And I know in my family what's going on in my family. I know what's happening with my sisters and my brother, the kind of stuff they got going on in their body. God said, if you keep doing what you're doing, it's going to happen to you. He said, don't you know you're the only one that in your out of seven girls or three boys, you ain't got no sickness in your body. But God said, if you don't come out, care for your sick sin, your wicked ways, I'm going to flick your body. So tonight, guess what? I was once a Moses. Come on, somebody. I was like Moses. God gave me instructions what to do. I didn't do it. I did what I want to do. Say what I want to say. Go what I want to say. But then after a while, when God began to keep speaking to me over and over again, he kept sending warnings. Like he told Hezekiah, get your house in order. If don't, you shall surely die. God told Hezekiah that, and I got a word from this lady said, oh, Prophet Lisa, God said, get your house in order. And see, he ain't talking about my natural house. He was talking about Lisa Carol Harris. Get my house in order. In other words, change. You can't be preaching the gospel, you're prophesying, you're laying hands on people. And he said, you know you won't live right. But I thank God on tonight that I can truly say that God has truly delivered me. God has truly set me free. That's why I can say tonight, I once was a Moses. Come on, somebody. But you know what? The God delivered me from people. I was fearful to say certain things. God, give me a word for people to go warn them. I was like scared to go tell them because in my mind, oh, they ain't gonna receive me. And so I'm telling you, I was just like Moses. God, I said, God, I can't speak eloquent words. God, this, trying to make all kind of excuses. But God said, when I have anointed you, if you open up your mouth, I will speak through you. I will speak for you. So tonight, people of God, as I'm closing out, what do you have in your hands? What are you using your hands for? When's the last time you laid hands on your own self? You got healed. You got delivered. You got set free. When the last time that you begin to use your hands for major warfare? Come on, somebody. When the last time you lift your hands and you begin to say, God, I surrender all to you. Because it's not about us on tonight. But people of God, before this year go out, let's examine ourselves. Let's make sure that we are in line with God. Let's make sure that we doing everything God had told us to do this year. We still got time, people of God. You need to hook up with somebody, it's a sister, brother. Let's go to the streets. I heard a word on tonight, and God said when he come back, he going to ask me some questions. As I said before God, and God going to ask me, did you feed the hungry? Did you clothe the poor? When they was in prison, did you visit them? When they in the hospital, did you go pray for them to be healed? Did you go visit them? See, God's going to ask all of us those questions. So guess what? We got to stand for our own self. We can't have no excuse. Well, my husband, my wife, my children, my dog, my cat. Uh-uh. God say no excuse. He said what? The harvest are plentiful, but the labels are few. People waiting on us right now are people of God. Everybody is not signed for everything. We all signed to certain people. But the key thing, you can't go to win souls to Christ. God said, those who are souls to Christ, you must be wise. You got to go out there in love. Because guess what? Somebody witnessed to us. Come on, somebody. When are we been saved? But God set somebody to win stuff one day and said, do you want to get saved? Do you want to receive the Holy Ghost? Do you want to be baptized? See, all that is come together. So tonight, people of God, let's really examine our heart and our mind and our spirit and our soul tonight and say, God, what has I been doing my hands not to do? I'm using my hands for the wrong thing. Come on, somebody. Tonight, God has given us another chance. That's why he said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. See, you can be just like a Moses. See, when you learn how to be obedient, look what happened to Moses. God afflicted Moses' body. Moses was disobedient. But guess what? Some of us tonight, we're living out of grace and mercy. God will cover us from a whole lot of things that we don't did and say it. And in one for God's grace and mercy, we all would have been cut off tonight. But we know that it was nobody but God on tonight. Amen. I thank God for this time, this hour. I thank God for the opportunity that God and Pastor E have allowed me to come online and listen to. I pray tonight that I have said something tonight. It's just one word. I pray that whatever I said on tonight, that it went into your spirit. And you begin to receive the word. The Bible says, just don't be a reader. Be a doer. Begin to let the word begin to, like a sponge, go into us. When we put something on a sponge, and we don't squeeze it out, put water on that sponge, that soap, that body wash, whatever it is, it's going to sit on that sponge. So tonight, let us be as a sponge. We receive the word on tonight. Now, God, I'm going to get this sponge. I'm going to squeeze this word out of this sponge. I'm going to let this word back on setting that sponge. Just I'm going to keep up with it on tonight. People of God, again, please do not be like Moses. Moses, you see what God said happened to Moses. God can flick our body the same way. That's why some of us tonight, we got so much to be thankful for, because we should have been afflicted with some diseases just like Moses. Because God loves us, because some people pray for us, that's why God allowed us to escape from a whole lot of things. He said grace and mercy cover you when you don't know how to cover your own self. When we did some stuff wrong, grace cover us. Did some stuff wrong, mercy cover us. So we all tonight should truly thank God for covering us, giving us one more opportunity to say, God, I will not be like Moses. When you tell me, I speak to that rock, that's what I'm going to do. I ain't going to stop the rock. I'm going to speak to it. That's why he said, speak to the mountain. Command that mountain be what? Would it be removed? He didn't say strike the mountain. He said, speak to it. Open your mouth and speak. What mountain is in your life tonight that you need to speak to? Amen. Again, the word is blessed on tonight. Pastor E is on with us tonight. Pastor E, are you on the line tonight?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Okay,
good word. It's definitely.
Thank you, man of God. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Amen. I turn it to your hand. It's in your hand, Pastor E. It's in your hands. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I was just in agreement because the word is fresh and it is right on time. We're in the season of preparing for something never ever done before. And if we really follow the history of God and his people, it always involved crossing over into a land that had everything that you needed, but you had to be the one to be prepared to go over to the other side. We're in that moment right now, getting ready to cross over into 2019. And for all the listeners, no, we didn't talk offline. I didn't ask her to preach on this. This is the prime anointing of the Word of God going forward in agreement. So I'm excited over what has been spoken tonight. I know it is in line, it is in agreement. And it is in this season that we all need to get ready. We'll take a few minutes. We have several callers still on. We have a couple of announcements that we want anybody covenant partner that is part of the Now Network, please don't hang up. We got a couple of announcements that we want to put out there this evening before we shut down. But if you would like to comment, if you would like to just give a shout out, if you need prayer from Prophetess Lisa tonight, dial 1. We want to bring you into the queue. If you just want to say hi, dial 1. We want to bring you up into the queue. I know the word. I was about to. This is what I was. I was waiting for you to give me a moment because this is what I was going to do. Watch. Girl, you preach that. Oh, the Lord. Oh, the word went forward tonight. Celebrate. We're going to celebrate. Because you have blessed us with that word. Amen. Minister Terry,
hallelujah.
Welcome to Women Speak Now.
Yes, hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm over here applauding also because I tell you, mighty woman of God, I received that word. Good evening, my beautiful sister, Pastor E, and all the listeners. This has been awesome, Prophetess Lisa. I look for when women speak now, and I love to hear our men speak now. But you know, when the women speak now, I love to listen to you women speaking. And Pastor, you know, you all you men too. But you give me so much confirmation through the Word of God. And like you said, this is preparing us for the crossover. But I love what you started off with. You started off with the beginning. The season right now is all about Jesus, celebration of his life, knowing who he is.
Yes.
And you said
Jesus
if nobody,
is the reason.
That's right, if you can't give them nothing material, you giving them spiritually, you giving them Jesus.
Yes.
Share Jesus with them. I mean, come on now. You know, I'm telling you, I feel so good, I tell you. Sometimes I can't do nothing but him. I just have got to give him my all, you know, because I know. We all know. We got to tell somebody that we all know that every morning we wake up, it's all because of Jesus. I wake up and say, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, you know. Yes, I tell you, this has been awesome. And I love what you said. What is in your hand? Oh, my God.
Come on, this is a word.
Yes, this is a word, my sister. I got to go back because you was just rolling it. But I thank God for the archives so I can go back and take better notes.
Amen.
I tell you, family,
amen.
I love you guys.
That word was on fire. Yes, that word was on fire.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, sister.
I love you.
Amen. Thank you so much for the support.
Yeah.
God bless you, Terry. Amen.
Anybody else? Come on, dial one, get into the conversation tonight. Just for the network, I would love to invite all of my network covenant partners to be available tomorrow, 6, 8, or 9, whichever time zone, whatever time. But we need a quick conference call. We're going into the season of 2019. And God is doing some great things, and we want everybody to be on the same page, in agreement, and going over into that place. So we want to invite everybody to be a part of that. I'm going to send out a text tonight, so please watch out for a text from Pastor E inviting you and asking when you're available for tomorrow that we can get a conference call going with the whole team. I know Minister Terry remembers when we used to have that conference call weekly. And in this season of 2018, we've been a lot lackadaisical on that agreement, but we want to bring that back in for the season of 2019, and we need all of our participants to be on that. So please look out for the text tonight. Get back to me, respond to me, so we can link up this call for tomorrow night. It'll be very brief, very short. We have a one-number call-in conference that is not – you have to put in codes or anything, but we want your participation, and we need your support. So please get in touch with us tonight. Don't seem like we have any other callers. I know we have several from your area code, so I know you got people online listening. We have several callers all over that didn't hang up. Normally after the preacher's over, they hang up. Everybody's hanging out tonight. So thank you everybody for supporting Prophetess Lisa tonight. This has been an awesome word, and the fire is up inside you, girl, releasing it right now. We thank God for you. Any closing remarks from you?
Amen. I just praise God for the opportunities. I just praise God for giving me insight, and I thank God that people are trying to be in my circle, and God has allowed me to disconnect with them. I thank God for freedom on tonight, and I thank God for you, Pastor E, how you always encourage your sisters. And one thing about Pastor E, he loves his sisters, and he gonna check on us now. So I thank God for you.
That's my assignment. I'm that plug for my sisters out there that's gonna be a real brother. And I think somebody gonna write a book about me. That's what I think the book about me is gonna be, is that how I can really be sincere and a real friend without looking for something. That's the biggest thing. That's where relationships get torn up so fast that there's always someone wanting something, and we gotta be there for each other. That's what that continuity. Join us tomorrow morning for Wake Up in Your Mind, Get Up in Your Thinking, and Move in Your Purpose. We are in prep mode. And believe me, there is a word to finish out where we have been going on Monday, Wednesday, and tomorrow about letting it all go, and don't burden God with your transgressions, because he definitely ain't worried about it. He worried about your newness and what you're going to do. So please join us in the morning.
I love it.
Family, we love you. We appreciate you. We honor you. And guess what? You are beautifully made by God. Don't let nobody else tell you nothing different. Encourage yourself. And if you just need some encouragement, you ain't getting it, come on in the broadcast tomorrow. Get connected with me, and I'll be your encourager. In Jesus'
Amen.
Name. God bless you guys.
Bless
love you, sis.
Hallelujah.
You're
awesome in this place. You are awesome in this place.
Yeah. As I come. lives we live.